Talking with Dan Wesley of Morse Bluff, Nebraska, president of Nebraska Corn Growers Association. Dan, you were able to ask some questions of Administrator Pruitt there in regards to E15 and the RFS. So were you satisfied with what you heard?
Not really. kind of looking for a timeline when he has the ability to approve E15 year-round, and we want to know when. He's put a stop to the with the package deal that was proposed. That's put a stop to it. President Trump has said several times he's in favor of the year-round E15. We're just wondering when it's going to happen. Why is he going against the president? He says there's a process, that it takes some time, that it was never intended for this summer. According to the way I would understand, the process should be through, and next summer we ought to be selling E15 year-round. So.
And he also seems pretty intent on having some kind of a trade-off as far as the RINs on ethanol exports. I know that's something the corn growers are concerned about and what that would do to the RFS.
Yeah, I think if we get E15, we sell more ethanol, produce more RINs, stabilizes the RIN market, keeps them lower, doesn't run them up like they were before, and I think it just naturally flows and we're better off that way. Eliminate some of the problems that are out there.
So today's meeting didn't really make you feel any better?
Not really. No, if he would have agreed at the end when I said, by next summer, Nod says, yeah, somewhere in there, I'd have felt a little better, but it was left open and unlimited. So you never want to see that. The farmers in Nebraska and throughout the states want to see a finished line here.